was the going price for silver?
$28, $29 an ounce.
An investor thought he found a deal.
How much did you pay an ounce on eBay?
$10.
If somebody is selling you something that cheap, it stinks.
But all this coin dealer got was trouble.
You went and sold it for three times as much.
We purchased just over $4,000 worth.
It turned out to be fake.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Peter Dodge is suing Robert Gutowski and his sister Lisa Clark for selling him fake silver.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 148 on the calendar, the matter of Dodge versus Gutowski.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Gutowski, what do you do for a living?
I'm a meat cutter, Your Honor.
When did you get involved in the silver business?
I got involved in it about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
How?
Just buying it off a line, speculating.
How much did you buy first time you bought silver?
Probably about 5-6 ounces, Your Honor.
How much did that cost you?
That cost me about $120.
So how much were you paying an ounce for it?
Probably around $30, somewhere around there.
And who did you buy it from?
Through eBay. I've also purchased some silver off of Mr. Dodge's website as well.
Other than his website, have you bought it from anybody other than a private person ever?
No, Your Honor.
Only through eBay?
Yes.
And when you buy it through eBay, eBay vouches for the person who's selling. So you can, if you don't get a product that you're supposed to get, what you do is you complain, they reverse the deal, and then they knock the person out who's selling stuff that has been misrepresented. Is that be correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect, because that is going to deal with your counterclaim very, very quickly, sir. This is what this case is about. Mr. Dodge, you are the owner of a coin shop.
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
You, in addition to selling rare coins, you also deal in gold and silver.
Yes, I do.
You purchased silver from Mr. Gutowski.
Yes.
It turned out to be fake.
That is correct.
You want your money back.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Mr. Gutowski's defense appears to be, you're in the business, you should have known better. Then he goes on to say, I have this ridiculous counterclaim, although he didn't actually couch it in those terms. I am editorializing about his counterclaim. His counterclaim is that you said to him, look, that's a real good deal. I'll buy as much silver from you as you can get at that price.
That's absolutely not enough.
I'm telling you what his counterclaim is. And because you refuse to buy any more of his fake silver, he's out a whole lot of money. That's his counterclaim, because if you would continue to buy his fake silver, he would have made a whole lot of money. Do you understand that counterclaim? Which is dismissed. Now we're going to get to your claim. How long have you been in business?
11 years.
Did a business bureau ever close down your business?
We have an A-plus rating, and it's always been A-plus rating.
Now, how much silver did you buy from him over what period of time?
On the 20th, the 25th, and 30th of March of this year, we purchased either from Robert or his sister Lisa, just over $4,000 worth.
In March of this year, what was the going price for silver?
It's a constantly fluctuating market, but it was around $28, $29 an ounce.
Is that correct, Mr. Gutowski?
I believe so.
In March of this year, the going rate, if I were to go up and look on MSNBC, it is MSNBC that has those all those streaming things across, and it shows what the Dow is and what gold and silver is selling for in crude oil. I would find...
Is it CNBC?
CNBC. I don't want to give anybody the wrong plug. Thank you. It would be approximately $28.50, $28.75, $29. And what was he selling it to you for?
We were buying it for $1 an ounce less than whatever the going rate was.
So he was selling it to you at 27?
Roughly, yes, ma'am.
Which in your mind was a good deal?
Right.
And you were buying it from eBay?
Yes, Your Honor.
Show me.
I got the invoices here because I ended up going through, and I got pieces of the silver.
No, don't show me that silver.
Okay.
Don't show me that silver. I just want to see your invoices from eBay. Now, let me understand this. I'm going to give these back to you, and you are going to explain to me, sir, how much you were paying for the silver that you purchased. The first one was on what date?
I got 320 here.
March 20th. How much did you pay an ounce for the silver that you purchased on eBay?
That would be what, $360, $10.
You paid $10 an ounce?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the next invoice that you have?
April the 2nd.
Yes.
And he sold that to me for $9.
Is that the same person?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the next one?
On April 5th, it's $9.
Now, do you have a report indicating that the silver that you purchased from him is not silver?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it. Let me tell you why he gets all his money back from you, Mr. Katowski, and why you get nothing. Because any idiot knows that if somebody is selling something for one-third of the value that they can get by walking into any one of a dozen stores, if they have at least a double-digit IQ, which I assume you do, because you could do this PayPal stuff. You see, I have a triple-digit IQ and I don't know how to do it, but you do. So any idiot would know if somebody is selling you something that cheap, it stinks. Anybody would know that.
But even some of the silver that he's questioning is silver that I bought from him too, Your Honor.
Listen to me, sir. I don't know that. All I'm telling you is you bought...
I don't even know if that's my silver he had tested. He owns a coin shop.
Listen to me.
Why did it take so long for him to test it then?
Bottom line is, any idiot knows that if somebody is selling something, a commodity like silver or gold, that they could walk into a store and get three times as much for, they're looking for a sucker online. Well, they found a sucker and you found a bigger sucker because you went and sold it for three times as much.
So it's my responsibility to make sure he tests it. He's the professional and the expert.
He gets his money back from you. You can go and get your money back from him, but meanwhile, you got his money and you got something that is fake, and you should have known that it's fake merely by the price.
We tried.
Now, just a second. If you don't understand that, maybe you're one of those single-digit people that I was talking about before.
But we tried to get our money back. We contacted eBay and PayPal.
Then that's your problem. That's your problem. You're the single digiters. You're the ones who said, I can buy this for $9 and go and sell it to a professional for three times as much money. And this is real silver. You want to see? I can bend it with my teeth. Ridiculous.
So how am I responsible for
just
the way
just a second.
He runs
I don't answer any more of your questions. I just told you what the answer is. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck, it's not a pig, it's a duck. And if it's silver, it's selling for approximately $27 or $28 or $29 an ounce, not nine. Any idiot should know that. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,300. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I mean, as a business owner, it's his responsibility to make sure that it's real.
When they're getting it, it's literally right about a third of...
I mean, I'm a novice at it. He's supposed to be the expert.
Of the actual value of it. I mean, you know, anybody with a brain would know.
Why did he buy it so many times beforehand and keep on buying it before he realized it was a problem?
There isn't anyone in the world that would sell a precious metal over and over and over at a third of its value.
Make sure the people I sell it to actually know what they're doing. And
they either knew it was fake or they're dumber than a box of rocks.
Know how to handle it.
And I don't know.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hunter versus Kahase Mabratu. Step forward.
20-year-old Luis Hunter is suing fellow motorist 17-year-old Sarah Mabratu and her father, Cassette Kahase, for damage to his car when Sarah ran a stop sign.
What's your last name?
Mabratu.
How old are you?
17.
Where's your mother?
Right there.
You sit down. You stand up. Mr. Hunter, it is your claim that this young lady was driving a car, that she ran a stop sign, hit your car. You want her to pay for the damage on your car.
I'm actually suing for the Blue Book value for it as well, and towing fees.
On what date was the accident?
April 27th.
2013?
Yes.
You have a driver's license?
Yes.
Did you have a driver's license then?
Yes.
Were you covered under insurance?
We were under the impression that
Were you covered under insurance?
No.
Were you driving alone in the car?
Yes.
After the accident, what did you do?
I got out the car and we spoke.
And then what did you do?
His mother called the police.
And what did you do?
I just waited for my mom to come.
Well, how did your mother know to come?
I called her.
Did your mother arrive before or after the police?
Before.
And when your mother arrived, did she have a conversation with the plaintiff?
Yeah.
Is not an answer.
No.
Did anyone at any time ask the plaintiff to advise the police that you were not driving the car, but your mother was driving the car, is my question.
No. She said that she had wished that she was driving me to my volunteer work. Not that...
Not that what?
She didn't ask anyone to lie. She said that she wished that she was driving.
What did she say, Mr. Hunter?
Well, my mom can explain it to you better since her mom came to my mother and actually said it, so I'm not back better.
Oh, so it was to your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stand up.
He was next to me because I was out of the car, you know, when she pulled up. And the first thing she did, the mother, when she got out of the car, she came up and she asked her daughter, because her daughter was crying all upset, you know, what happened? And she was crying, you know, I never came down this road before. I didn't see the stop sign. I ran through it and I hit his car. Then the mom came over and she said to me, because we were real close, and she said, look, we've got full coverage on this car. It covers my husband and myself, but it doesn't cover my daughter. She said, can you lie to the police and say that I was driving so the insurance will cover it? And I told her, no, that's fraud. I'm not going to do that.
You didn't have insurance.
We do.
Not for her.
Yeah, I thought she was covered with the insurance.
But she wasn't.
She wasn't, yeah.
I'm sorry, this makes me upset because when you look at the accident, my son could have been killed and they knowingly letting their daughter drive and pouring down rain.
Sit down.
Okay.
Now you can sit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He threatened me and my dad with a ticket.
Should have had a ticket. You had no insurance.
Yes, but he hit me. Obvious from the pictures.
It's not obvious from the pictures at all.
Yes, it is.
Well, you say it is, and I say it isn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Louise Hunter says fellow motorist Sarah Mabratu ran a stop sign and crashed into his car. Sarah claims the accident was Louise's fault.
All right, Mr. Hunter, let me hear your version of the accident, and I'd like to see a picture of your car.
All right.
As well as the police report.
All right. As I came off work, I woke up, got dressed, you know, usual. I was heading down the street. I didn't even go that far. I got to down the street.
Listen to me. I want you to speak slowly, as if you were speaking to an elderly deaf person. Because in actuality, you are speaking to an elderly deaf person. And I don't understand this teenage talk, you know, when every word mumbles and together as if it's a veal stew. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
You see the way I'm articulating to you? You see here the way I had no problem understanding your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Go for it.
Well, I woke up, as usual. I got dressed, and I was going down the street. I maybe probably like 2 or 3 minutes down from my house. It was a four-way stop. So I got to the stop sign, do a complete stop as usual. And as I got middle, the defendant car came in pretty fast and just swiped the front of my car. And her car spun, and my car slid. And I just, you know, closed my eyes, you know, hope for the best. And then...
Okay. Your turn.
Well, I was going to volunteer work in the morning, and it was raining really hard. And since I was not familiar with the area, I was being really cautious. And then I came to an intersection. There was no cars around. I stopped, and then I continue to go. I'm almost at the other side, and then this car comes and hits my right side, and then I spin.
Great. Now I'll see the picture of your car. See the picture of your car.
Your Honor, too, in those pictures... Okay, I'm sorry.
There's the pictures in the...
Were you in the car with him?
No, I was just going to tell you about the stop
Don't
sign.
Don't speak.
And also, Your Honor, I'm pretty sure you've seen it, but on the police report, she admits to running the stop sign on the police report in the back.
Oh,
I never admitted to that. The police is very biased.
I don't see where she admitted running the stop sign.
On the back, there's a statement where it is. Right there. She goes, I'm unfamiliar, and I can't then see the stop sign.
Driver 2 stated she was unfamiliar with the area and drove through the intersection, hitting vehicle 1. It says driver 2 also stated that driver 1 didn't come to a complete stop. That's what the police said.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, now, but the police did not give me a chance to speak. He threatened me and my dad with a ticket. and he was telling us...
Should have had a ticket. You had no insurance.
Yes, but we're here because he hit me, and he's claiming that I hit him.
I don't think that he hit you. I think that you went through the stop sign.
But it's obvious from the pictures.
I think that you went through the stop sign. It's not obvious from the pictures at all.
Yes, it is, because...
Well, you say it is, and I say it isn't, and that's why I'm here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's what you told the police.
He took advantage of me. I'm only 17 and I was crying. And then I tried to talk to him again in private.
She's your only child? You have four. Is she the youngest or the oldest?
She's the second from youngest.
Somebody better stop babying her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Louise Hutter says, fellow motorist Sarah Mabratu ran a stop sign and crashed into his car. Sarah claims the accident was Louise's fault.
Now, I'm here because that's what they pay me for. And let me tell you something else. I would be slightly more sympathetic with you if you were driving a car that had insurance for you to drive. And you had no insurance. And I don't care whether you were going to visit a sick relative in the hospital or going to do volunteer work. You don't drive a car that you can't because you're not insured on it.
But if I hit him, then his left driver's side would be hit.
Oh, not necessarily, madam. And I don't care where he was hit. You went through a stop sign. That's actually what you say to the police.
But and I did stop.
Mouth. Watch mine. That's what you really say to the police. I was unfamiliar with the road, and I went through the intersection, but... In my defense, he didn't come to a complete stop. Which means if you were thinking about what you're saying, I went through the intersection because you wouldn't have gone through it if you knew there was a stop sign, right? You would have stopped at the stop sign. You would have stopped at the stop sign, and you would have said to the police officer, I stopped at the stop sign because you're a smart girl. And when I went through, and he went through the stop sign, that's not what you said at all. So I don't care where his car was hit. You failed to stop at a stop sign, period. That's what you told the police.
But he took advantage of me. I'm only 17 and I was crying and I was all over the place and I was distraught. And then I tried to talk to him again in private.
She your only child?
Excuse me?
Is she your only child? You have four. Is she the youngest or the oldest?
She's the second from youngest.
Somebody better stop babying her. Or don't let her drive.
He wouldn't speak to me in private, the police. He spoke to Lewis in private, but then he spoke to me in front of everybody.
Listen to me, madam.
That's not true.
That is true.
Listen to me, madam. Who cares?
I wasn't given the same thing as him, which is supposed to be done.
Who cares? You very clearly went through the stop sign. You mean if somebody said, why don't you sit down, let me get you a tissue? Can I get you a drink of water? Would you like a Diet Coke? And then you would feel better. You went through a stop sign. You were very clear about what's up playing with your hair. You were very clear about what you said to the police officer. Very clear. And your mother was there already.
I tried to speak to him again and explain when I had calmed down, but he wouldn't listen to me.
He was threatening me with a ticket.
He was telling me not to
please.
Speak.
What? Stop shaking your head. Your daughter shouldn't have been driving the car. You had no insurance for her to drive it. Period.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when did you purchase the car?
I'm not exactly sure on the date, but I know it's
been back. Now you can stand up. When was the car purchased?
It was actually my car. I've had it since 2004. I sold it to him because I was making him make payments to me. And then once he finished making the payments, which happened to be in April, he finished paying me off in April.
Show me the payments.
Well, he owns the car now. He paid me $2,000 and the title, everything is in his name.
Great.
In April.
He paid you $2,000 for the car?
Yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I haven't driven by there many times, so I was unfamiliar, so therefore I was cautious.
I mean, somebody ran a stop sign, hit me, and, pretty much got away with almost attempted murder.
Well, the police didn't even give me a chance to speak. Like, I spoke to him in front of everyone.
Took both aside. The campus separated. They didn't talk to us separately. They didn't talk to us as a group, so.
I wasn't given the same due process Lewis Hunter and his mom were given.
I actually let her use my phone to make the call to the police to help her and call their mother, so I don't see how she was threatened at all.
I learned to not trust people, and I guess to always lie.